Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Don Bailey with University of Miami offensive line coach Alex Mirabal. And coach, you look real happy. You're always happy in training camp. A lot of work done, but football, football, football. How's your group doing?
You know what? I enjoy teaching, and I enjoy the fact that when you're in training camp, you're just teaching fundamentals, techniques, and you're not really worried about an opponent. You know, the opponent is yourself. The opponent is the defense. And, you know, I would say they're growing. The group is growing, and they're gelling together, getting the cohesion that you need in order to be successful on Saturdays.
Coach, you genuinely love to teach, and that's what you do every day. Share with us a little bit of your lesson plan. What's the preparation that comes in to the first meeting of the day?
Yeah, so, you know, to me, just like a teacher, you know, and I feel blessed because I was a classroom teacher for 16 years. So when I was in the classroom, you had to create lesson plans for the next day, right? So every night before I go throughout the course of the day, I'm preparing the lesson plan for the next day. And the lesson plans change a little bit. Mm-hmm. I used to have to write it in a notebook or whatever. Now it's a cut-up. You know, you create a cut-up. And you create a cut-up in, you know, in sequential order as to what do you want to hit first with them. And that could be anything like, okay, hey, when we release on a screen, we need to be flat, right? So I'll put it up there, hey, release flat on screens, right? Boom, and then I'll have a bunch of clips, whether they're from where I've coached previously or whether it's NFL stuff or got people that I've studied in the summer. And then you show it to them so that things can click for them, right? So that words become images to them. So, I just do that throughout all the way down. And obviously as a teacher, one of the things that I learned early as a teacher is always have more content than you're gonna need, right? In case you go a little bit faster. So they laugh at me, the kids laugh at me, coach, there's 150 clips on this cut up. You're not gonna get through all of them. I said,
maybe.
I know, but you never know. So, so that's what we do. You know, so right now we'll go upstairs, we'll watch practice. And as we're watching practice, I'm taking notes, and in my head, I'm already devising, okay, when I leave this meeting, I got to create a cut-up for practice number 7, right? And I'll create in a certain order as certain things that I want to show them first, second, et cetera, you know? And that's the way it is, you know? And heck, I've been teaching now I've been blessed to be teaching for over 30 years, so it's something that you become a creature of habit, you know? You can't just show up and wing it, you know?
Oh, no.
And, there's a certain way to do it, and that's why I think, I've had teachers who've never coached a sport, but were great teachers, and I go, they would be a great coach, because a coach and a teacher is the same thing. So that's what we do.
Coach, what's the personality of your offensive line room this year? It changes every year, and sometimes it changes during the year, but right now, how would you describe the personality of this group?
An urgent group. You know, they're an urgent group. They're a group that has an edge to them. They have an edge to them in the classroom in terms of wanting to learn. Mm-hmm. You know, they have an edge to them when we go to walkthroughs. They have an edge to them on the field. Now, that doesn't mean, like today, you know, we ran short yardage goal line. Defense got after our tail. So it's not always going to, just because we have an edge to us right now, we got to put some physicality behind the edge, you know? And but I would say it's an urgent group, it's an edgy group, and it's a group that's focused on getting better. And I do think that that stems from the leadership in the room, from Matt Lee. Not right. from me, but from Matt Lee. He sets that tone, right? He sets that tone. Jalen Rivers falls in line with that, and then Cohen falls in line, and they all fall in line with that, right? So he's definitely the leader of the offensive line. But I will say this, that the offensive line has a great group of followers. You know, everybody says, well, that guy's not a leader. Yeah, no. You might have, in reality, you might have four or five leaders on a team.
Right.
Everybody that says that everybody's a leader, that's garbage. But what you better have is you better have a lot of guys that are going to follow, that are going to follow the message of the head coach, the message of the assistant coaches, and the message of the players that are the leaders, right? And I really do believe that our offensive line group has they have a great leader in Matt, and they have great followers.
Do you think anyone outside the world of football, I'm not even talking about the people that come and watch the game or even go TV, have any idea the amount of conversation that goes on from the time you leave a huddle to the time the ball is snapped? And sometimes that's what, less than 10 seconds
no,
a lot of time.
I don't think they do, and at the same time, they're trying to have those conversations on the line of scrimmage. The defense is having conversations. Right. Coaches are yelling at them, right?
And then it can change.
And then it can change.
Right.
And then the defense moves to something else. They move from four down to odd or four down to bear, and you got to change your calls. And then sometimes, like it happened today in one of our last periods, we made our call for four down, and as the ball is being snapped, our defense is moving to odd, and you got to adjust on the run.
Right.
You know, and to me, when they adjust on the run without communicating, that's a thing of beauty to me, you know. And Coach Dawson is, hey, you know, when the defense moves, do you want us to stop? Do you want? I said, no. I want us to be able to block certain things on the run because there's a shot clock, right? So I love it. I love it. But I don't think the common person understands that, you know. And these young men want to do good,
yeah.
Right? They want to do good for themselves, their families. They want to do good for the program. They want to do good for the fans. You know, the fans think that they want to win more than the players do.
No, sorry.
They want to win. They're not trying to not execute on purpose,
right?
They want to execute right for themselves, for Cane's Nation, you know? And but I don't think the common person understands how much goes on there.
Today's world of college football, you can have turnover of 30 players, 40 players, 50 players, 60, 70% of a roster. How do you continue to develop chemistry and then an understanding of what the culture is of a program? How do you stay on top of that?
Well, it's first of all, you got to get the right kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you
got to
get the right young men, whether they're from high school, junior college, or the transfer portal. You got to make sure of that. And then number two, your job as an assistant coach is to implement Coach Cristobal's culture, is to make sure that you're pushing that culture, and then that the leaders of the group, in this case the offensive line, are also pushing that culture. And it's, you know, Don, it's just a daily deal.
Right.
You know, there's no magic to it. It's just a daily deal. And one of the things that I do is I'm the least important person in that room. Matt Lee's the least important person in the room. Everybody else in that room is more important than I am. Everybody in the room is more important than Matt Lee. And if we all try to have that attitude, we're going to be all right, right? And then Coach Cristobal, one of the things that he's always done when I've been with him, going back to 2007 in college, is he always says, look, it's competition. It's not threats, right? The people that we bring in, you can't view them as threats. You got to view them as competition, mm-hmm. and it's going to make them better. It's going to make you better, right? And Coach always says, right, iron sharpens iron, right? And that's what it's about. So it's just a daily deal. It's just a daily deal, and I think I've mentioned to you before, when the level of talent in a program increases, it makes your job as a coach more difficult.
That's right.
Because you got to manage that. You got to manage the feelings, the egos, the expectations mm-hmm. of those players. But at the end of the day, if you're real with them on a daily basis, right, they'll understand that.
Coach, I appreciate your time very much, and I appreciate all your effort out here.
I appreciate you, Don. Thank
all
you,
right.
brother.
Don Bailey with Coach Alex Mirabal.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,